Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Andy, one of my favorite Bible stories is about Leah. And Rachel.
Yep.
You know that one?
I gotcha. Yeah. I'm tracking with you.
Yeah. It's, it cracks me up. I mean,
it's a funny story. The whole thing is,
it really is
funny.
Yeah. I mean, how drunk did he get at that wedding to not know that he was marrying the girl, the sister? You know what I'm saying?
He worked so hard.
7 years.
The context, right? He worked 7 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me just read a couple of verses right before the wedding happens. It says, this is Genesis 29:16 through 18. Now Laban had two daughters. The older daughter was named Leah, and the younger one was Rachel. There was no sparkle in Leah's eyes.
Aww.
But Rachel had a beautiful figure and a lovely face. Since Jacob was in love with Rachel, he told her father, "I'll work for you for 7 years if you give me Rachel, your younger daughter, as my wife."
7 years.
He wanted that girl. I mean, wow. And, you know, the older one is supposed to be getting married first. But poor Leah, she's looked over, you know? It's sort of like, nah. I mean, I think part of why I think the story is so funny is the way the Bible says it. Like, on the one hand, you have this girl. On the other hand, you have this one. Leah, there's just no sparkle in her eye. Uh-huh. But this other one, she's got a smoking hot body.
Yeah. Like, right.
Okay. Maybe between the lines is that Leah wasn't much to look at also.
You think the Bible's being polite?
I just wonder, was it all about the eyes or was there something else? Well, anyway, I was thinking the other day about the sparkle in the eye and how important that is. I want to work with people who have a sparkle in their eye.
Yeah.
And you don't need to have a smoking hot body to work with me. But I do really care about the sparkle in the eye. I'm talking about a sense of adventure, life, mischief. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know somebody's home. And there are times when I see people that there's no sparkle in their eye. And the truth is, I feel like Jacob, like, oh, I'll look over here then. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I don't care if somebody's suggesting this is a great so-and-so, whatever. I'm going to look for the sparkle. So I was thinking about celebrities, people that sometimes I'll see on television or whatever. And there's a few that just stand out to me, like that person always looks like there's something up their sleeve.
Right.
Like they're about to say something they maybe shouldn't say. I don't know. It's like they just have this
mind's
gleam.
Always working.
It's always working. Yeah. There's actually a lady in our church that is probably one of the oldest people in our church, Wanda Kerbo. You know her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what I love about her is she has a sparkle in her eye.
For sure.
I mean, you know, I want to be there. I want to have that when I'm her age. She's gone through some tough stuff. She's in a wheelchair. She even recently, you know, the stroke, like she doesn't see out one. I can't like talk to her on one side because she doesn't hear or see out that side. I got to get on the right side. But man, when I catch her in the eye, she has a sparkle. She's got some funny stuff to say.
Yep.
So I think it's just a huge, important thing for us. I don't know that it's inherited, but I think if it doesn't come naturally to you, you can work on it. You should work on it. And whether that's, you know, working on your emotional health, getting enough rest, you know, like unplugging enough, kind of recharging, refreshing. I'll tell you what, when I'm about to go on vacation, there's a big old sparkle in my eye. I start singing my vacation song.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation.
I did not know that you had
a vacation song.
Really? This is a real thing?
Yeah. I walk around my house singing it. Yeah.
No.
The moment I am absolutely...
Are you serious?
I do. And there's a sparkle in my eye.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're working with someone, working for someone, maybe even if this is just for my own team here, like, I want you to have a sparkle in your eye.
Got it.
I want that sense of life, adventure, and even mischief.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.